Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress Radio.
All right, so listen, what do I say about my next guest? He is a hugely, massively talented singer, songwriter, and music producer. And now he's behind big tunes like Sonia, Tere Piche, Kaisa Nasha, Secrets, Naidil Lagda, Kurti that you just heard right now. He featured on that track alongside Bohemia. Now, you know what? He's dropped a banger last month, and this tune is such a vibe, and it was only right I got him up on the show. The track is called Kehdona. I've been just going crazy for this tune. To talk all about his journey in music, give it up for this amazing artist. Big shout out to a man like Naveen Morris. Yes, 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 bro. Naveen. Bro. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. We thought we'd lost you there for a moment. I was panicking. Bro, how are you?
No. I actually was on mute and I didn't realize. Thanks for having me on your show.
Not a problem at all, man. And you know what? What I said in the introduction, I meant every single word of it. You are hugely talented, my brother. And it was, you know, it's only right that I showed you my support.
Thank you so much. And I'm humbled. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, listen, first time up on my show, Naveen. You know what? There's a lot of people out there who may have never heard of you. You know, there's a lot of fans out there who are obviously locked in right now who know a little bit about you. But let's have a little bit of a background on Naveen Morris. You know, yeah, Naveen Morris, hai kaun? Tu aaya kahan se? You know, how did you get into music, brother?
Oh, man, I was born in Lahore.
Yeah.
And at a young age, early teenage years, I moved to U.S. in Washington, D.C. area. Huh. And music's been always part of my life. My dad is an amazing singer. And when I moved to U.S., you know, I started hanging out with a lot of musicians locally here in DMV, Indian, Pakistani, and from all, you know, Bangladesh, from, you know, because we have the Indian subcontinent, music is pretty much all the same, right? So we kind of all hung out together, made music. I was listening to a lot of ghazals and old school Kishore Kumar, Mohammad Rafi, you know, basically old Bollywood music. And that's what was being played in my house. My dad was a huge Mehdi Hasan fan, Kishore Kumar, Mohammad Rafi, Mukesh. So just listening to him, you know, doing a lot of mehfils, you know, like those parties, music parties at home as a child, I developed my ear for good music. And as I, you know, once I moved to U.S., I started this small band, and we started performing at weddings and things like that, and I would sing a lot of the Kishore Kumar songs and old Bollywood songs. And then eventually, at one point when I was in high school here in the U.S., I started writing a lot of English music. And as a matter of fact, I still have a whole book full of English songs that I had written. And they weren't hip-hop or anything. They were more pop, you know, like I'm a huge fan of Carlos Santana, Rob Thomas, Maroon 5, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So I started writing those with pop rock type of songs. And then when I started jamming with a lot of my Indian friends, you know, one time I think we were sitting at a party and, you know, somebody asked me to sing a song and I sang and they were like, hey, man, you need to sing Hindi, man. You know, this sounds really good. So that's how I kind of got into more Desi scene. Now, my plan was to drop an English album, but then I started, you know, it's funny how you plan things and sometimes, you know, life wants to take you in another way.
Yeah.
So that's how I got into it. Then, you know, like about 8 years ago, I dropped a few songs, got a good response and started building some fan base in the local area and DC, Washington, D.C. area. And then a lot of the big promoters in the area started to reach out to me to open for big artists, you know. So I ended up opening for Atif Aslam, Mika Singh, Pritam Da came out here, opened for him, Shishmita Sen. So any show that was happening at a bigger level, they would reach out to me to come, you know, open it for the big artists. So, yeah, so I ended up opening up for a lot of big artists in the DMV area. I started traveling up to New York and New Jersey on the East Coast side. And then Bohemia Paji and I got connected at this event. And one of my friends, his name is Sunny, he does a lot of shows and things. And he knew Bohemia Paji and he was like, hey, you need to do a song with him. So that's how Kaisa Nasha happened. You know, I flew out to California. We recorded Kaisa Nasha. And when I got there, the song wasn't ready. So I was supposed to do a song with him, but the song wasn't ready. Like, the audio wasn't ready, but the video shoot was the next day. So Bohemia Paji shows up at the studio. They put a beat on, and they're like, write to this beat right now, and we're going to shoot tomorrow. I'm like, what? I was like, all right. So I had to write, like, 12 a.m. at night and record the vocals, and then the next day we shot the video. I mean, that quickly, you know. So that's, so that was that. And last year I was very involved with Bohemia Paji's album that he released. I worked on a lot of tracks with him on that, and Deep Jandu was on that project. He's the executive producer, Jay Hind, and I think there's a label in India called Geet MP3. They were producing the whole project, so ended up producing a lot of that stuff. And Keh Do Na, the song that you were talking about, was kind of born in the process when we were working on Bohemia Paji's album. And, you know, we'd be talking and sitting and having a good time. And then I'll be telling, because he lives in California and I'm on the East Coast, and it's much colder down here on the East Coast. So I'll be telling him about, yeah, man, it gets really cold and stuff. So he was like, man, you know what? I wrote a song and it kind of goes with exactly who Noveen is, which is Keh Do Na. So, he ended up writing that song for me. And, you know, he just gave it to me as a gift, which is amazing.
And, when we were talking, back in December when me and you connected, you told me there was a specific line that Bohemia quoted to you in the song that he said is actually perfect. Can you remember that line in the song?
Yeah, so in the song I say, "Bahar bahar barf pade sari raat, hum andar nache." Bahar barf pade sari raat, hum andar nache. Basically, it's snowing outside, but we're partying inside, right? Because that's what I was telling you. I'm like, it's always snowing, so we get the fireplace on and we're partying it up inside. So he put that exact what I was talking about in the lyrics. It's amazing how his thought process works. I mean, working with him, I learned a lot about songwriting because he's an amazing poet, lyricist. So helped me develop my craft too as a songwriter.
Absolutely. And, when I heard Keh Do Na, it absolutely, instantly, I connected with it. Absolutely loved it. I mean, before that, Naveen, the first time I'd ever heard of you was on the track that I played from Bohemia's album, Kurti. And I was like, I love this track. Who is this singer? And then, I heard Keh Do Na, and I was like, I put two and two together, and I was like, whoa, Is Bandegi Awaz jo hai, you are so made for Bollywood, bro. Seriously, you are so, your voice lends so well to Bollywood. I can so see Akshay Kumar's and your Varun Dhawan's lip syncing to your voice.
And that would be awesome. Everybody's been telling me that hey, you need to do more Hindi. And the reason, if you look at all of my tracks prior to Keh Do Na, they were all in Punjabi, right?
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, my Hindi and Urdu is way better than my Punjabi. So Bohemia Paji was like, bro, when you start singing Hindi, nobody's going to be able to touch you because your vocal tone and the way you sing, it's perfect for Bollywood, So he was like, focus on that area of your voice, which is Hindi and Punjabi, Hindi and Urdu. So I'm making a lot of songs. I'm focusing on a lot of that. I mean, I'm still going to do Punjabi because Punjabi is so much fun, right? Like the Bhangra songs.
Yeah.
Those dance numbers is a lot of fun. So, and I'm kind of a hybrid. My mom is like from the Punjabi side and my dad is more Hindi side. So I have both in me, right? So it's just, we don't speak it as much at home. We speak mostly Urdu and Hindi kind of, and English now, right? It's kind of all mixed up. So, Yeah, man, I would love to sing. The problem is that I don't live there, so, you know, to make connections over there, to travel over there, you have to be there in the scene to, you know, meet producers and things like that. And eventually, I think things are building up to the point where I'm going to make a trip down to India and start meeting up some of these producers and say, hey, give me a chance to sing in one of your movies.
Without a doubt, listen, you're a major now, Bombay. I'm going in a few months, right? You know, I'll put in a good word for you. I know a few people.
Awesome. Thank you.
But listen, Kedhona is out. I've been championing on my show now, you know, since it's been out. The video's not out yet. When can we expect the video, my brother?
So the video is almost done. It should be out in about a week or two. It's in the final stages right now, being edited, color graded, and all that. So the video is going to drop very soon. And it's a really dope video. We shot it in the Bay Area, California, San Francisco.
Yeah.
We shot in Vegas. So it's like West Coast type of vibe, you know. So it'll be a dope video. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it as well. And, you know, we look forward to everything that you know that you do, Navin. I definitely am. And, you know, one thing I can say, you know, since I've connected with you and, you know, I'm not just saying this because you're on my show right now. Main genuinely, main aapka fan ban gaya. Seriously, brother.
Oh, love you, brother. Thank you so much.
You know, I can say that. I love your voice and I love your versatility. And that's, I love how you can tackle everything. You can do the ballady stuff. You can do the poppy stuff. You know, you can do the more senti stuff. You know, I love that, brother. And that is, for me, you know, is a mark of a true artist, man. You know, the versatility that, and you smash it on every level.
I'm honored. Thank you. I'm actually working on a track right now. It's a Hindi track. I'm doing it for a movie. There's an independent movie that's being produced here locally. It's called The 30 Days, and they asked me to give them a song for their movie. And it's called Ye Jawani Kare Diwani. It's a banger.
definitely.
So if you like Kedhona, you'll like that one too.
Well, we can't wait. And obviously, apart from the singing and songwriting, and you know, you've got your own, you know, production house.
Yes.
And I know you've just recently dropped a track for an artist called Rapper Nick called OG Bro.
Yes.
Gana Maine Suna, Bahut Acha Laga. You know, so everybody definitely needs to check it out. You know, what do you enjoy? Which hat? Which topi do you enjoy wearing the most? Is it singing, the songwriting, or the music producing? You know, what process do you enjoy the most?
My favorite would be being on the stage and performing for people, right? Just looking at their faces and engaging with them and having a good time. Singing would be my first love. All of these other things kind of came, you know, became, I had to do it because I was all by myself. There weren't many studios. You know, in UK, you got a lot of Desi producers, right? You got a lot of infrastructure, like, for Desi music is pretty big in UK and Canada, but US is kind of, like, falling behind a little bit. So I had to learn everything on my own to be able to produce my tracks that I was writing. So I love writing. Singing would be my favorite, then producing is my second. What I'm trying to do with my label, which is Naveen Productions, is that there's a lot of, you know, the struggles that I went through trying to release a track and figuring out all the ropes. I want to help young artists like Rapper Nick and any other artist, could be a singer, whatnot. I want to just help them and give them a platform to showcase their talent without having to jump, you know, hoops and all kinds of craziness.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to make it easier for them to do that. And I hope it works out. You know, this was the first track that he dropped. There's a lot of other artists that are reaching out now that want to launch their songs. So I'll be helping them out with that too.
Of course. Brother, listen, keep doing what you're doing. I'm definitely supporting that. Abaya Beta Hoai. And you know what? Love what you're doing. And I will keep on just spinning your music up on this show. And you know what? We will keep having you back time and time again. So, yeah, man, a lot of love to you. And, bye. If people want to find out more about you, wo kaha ja sakte hai, man?
The best way is you can check out YouTube. Just type in Naveen Morris. Instagram, my handle is at Noveen Morris. Same with Facebook. So any social media site, you can just, my real name is my artist name. So it'd be very easy to find me. Just put in my name and I'll come right up.
There we go. And mere bhai, pehli baar aap mere show pe aaye ho, to main aise waise aapko nahi jaane dunga, right? So, you know, before we play, keh do na, ek do line ho jaye. Ek do line ho jaye.
All right. मुलाकात तेरे साथ अब हर पल चाहूं बीते मेरा तेरे साथ तेरे साथ तेरे साथ गलत बात लगे अब जब हम दोनों को देखे सारे एक साथ एक साथ एक साथ अब हमारे तुम्हारे में दूरी क्या अपना पराया है अब बस कह दो जो कहने में होता हमारा क्या जाया है कह दो ना कि ये नजारा हमारा है हमारा है कह दो ना कि जो तुम्हारा हमारा है कह दो ना कह दो ना thank you.
Yes! There we go. And ladies and gentlemen, that's Naveen Morris. And we're about to hear the new one. Brother, Jate Jate, please introduce the song.
Guys, this is my upcoming song, Keh Do Na. It'll be out very soon. The audio is out. The video is going to drop in about a week or two. We'll be announcing the dates on all my social media platforms. And a lot of love to Akshay for having me on his show, and thank you so much.
Let's
love
go.
Y'all.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.